the training facility, right? How was it? And what did practice kind of look like throughout the day today?
Oh, it was good. It was great to be back. You know, it was, today was more kind of get up and go the first part of practice, and then it was special teams. So it was good to be back out there again. And
assuming you played with that line today, how you kind of liked working with them and what you think Saad brings to this team?
Yeah, we were on the line today and it felt pretty good. I mean, obviously it's one of those things where sometimes you get put on the line and you have chemistry right off the get-go, and sometimes you have to work on it. And today was a good first day, I thought. We didn't do too much 5-on-5 stuff, but I'm excited to get the chance to play with both of them. Obviously, I played with Nas in the past and played in the bubble together quite a bit, and I think Sauter is going to bring a lot to our team. Obviously, experience one. He's got 2 Stanley Cup rings, and he's got a lot of offensive talent. So obviously, he's got speed. He can finish, and I'm looking forward to seeing what we can do as a line.
Rod Mackey, 9 News.
Dave, good to see you back. How brutal was it to sit there and have to not be able to play when your teammates were out there, and you still expect to be good to go by Wednesday?
Yeah, just per protocol, I was told to stay away from the ring for a few days, and you know, only really missed 3 days, and excited to be back and looking forward to finish off camp in a good way here, obviously over the weekend, and then start off the first game on Wednesday. So it's good to be back, no doubt, and looking forward to see what we can do as a group.
Mike Chambers, Denver Post.
Hello, Gabe. Nice to see you. A 2-part question for you. One, I want to ask you about your knee, the injury from the skate blade, and how that went and how it is and how it healed and stuff. And then secondly, the expectations of this team is obviously really big. If you could just talk about the expectations, please.
Yeah, to answer your first question, my knee's good. I feel good. Obviously, it's a kind of a freak injury, and I think bottom line is I got very lucky, and could have been a lot worse. So I feel good and ready to rock. And second part of your question is, you know, I'm sure my teammates have talked about this already in the first 3 days, but our expectations are real high, and we expect to take a run at this thing, and we expect excellence from ourselves every day when we come to the rink, and a part of that is having that championship mentality, and for us, you know, we've seen the pieces that Joe has and the management has brought into this team, and I think you can tell it's a championship mindset, and we're looking to take that next step. So very excited to see what we can do this year.
Next up, Adrian Dater, Colorado Hockey Now.
Hey, Gabe. There was some news around the league today. Dallas Stars have to shut down from 6 COVID tests. Does this drum into you even more the importance as a team captain to tell your teammates to really do the right things away from the ice and prevent this kind of thing, what happened to them? They're not going to be able to play their first 3 games on time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the details of their situation. I don't know what happened. But it's something that we're talking about, and it's something that we're going to have to be aware of moving forward, that we have to make sure we do everything we can to follow protocols and be smart, whether it's here at the rink or when we leave, to make sure we're not putting our season in jeopardy. And we realize what an opportunity we have, and we got to make sure we're smart about it. It's one of those things that's, we're going to be battling these news all season long, I'm sure, and we just got to make sure we do everything we can to stay on the right side of things.
Next up, Pat Graham, Associated Press.
Hey, Gabe, how you doing? Good to see you.
How's it going? I can't see you, but good to hear you.
Hey, one of the really cool things about hockey is just, you know, vets taking rookies under their wings. In this day and age of COVID, how do you vets take rookies under their wings? What kind of things can you do to, you know, bring them into the team?
It's hard. I mean, it's difficult. You know, you're just obviously hanging out outside of the rink, and you know, while we're here, you try to talk to them, and on the ice, you spend time with them and working on things after practice. But away from the rink, it's a lot different, and just like the rest of the world and your everyday life is a lot different than what it was, you know, 12 months ago. So hopefully it's something that can come to an end at some point here in the somewhat near future and we can go back to normal. But no doubt everybody's had to make adjustments in their everyday lives and the same thing with NHL rookies and bonding with NHL veterans. So we're finding ways, and I'm sure once we get playing and we're going to see enough of each other here at the rink, I'm sure. So I don't know if O'Connor and some of those young guys, Bo and Byram, are going to want to hang out with me after. They're going to see me enough.
Next up, Eric Dean, Mile High Sports.
Hey, Gabe. So my question was actually just asked, but I'm going to follow up on it a little bit. In regards to the COVID scare that's been happening around the league, and if it was to happen, and the conversations you guys are having as a team, being an athlete who's sort of a creature of habit, how hard is it to deal with cancellations and rescheduling games if it was to happen the day of, the day before, and things like that? And how badly do you guys want to make sure you're not in that situation?
Yeah, no doubt we want to make sure we're not in that situation. Like you said, you kind of answered it. But, like I said earlier, it's important that we do everything we can, and we're smart, and we're not jeopardizing the opportunity that we have here to – you know, but at the same time, it's clearly a pretty resilient virus, and it spreads fast. But we have to make sure we're making the sacrifice that we need to stay on the right side of things. Kind of the standard stuff that we've been doing ever since March, and this thing's still hanging around, so we're going to do our best.
A few more here for Gabe. We'll go to Katie Baker from The Ringer.
Hi there. The other day, Nathan MacKinnon said that he jokes but is also serious that you're the perfect captain, was the words he used. And I'm curious two things. One, do you have any response to that and words about him and as a player? And then number two, you were also, you know, the youngest captain at one point. And I'm just curious, now that it's, you know, been a while, is there anything you look back on that really stands out in your memory where you think like, wow, I can't believe I was 19 and having these conversations or doing these things, or just curious if anything stands out.
I don't know. It's been, what is this, my 10th year, my 9th year as a captain. So I think looking back, and I've always said it, you know, I was very young at the time and maybe even too young and maybe a little bit early, but at the same time, it was kind of the path that our organization was taking at the time, and it was kind of the natural step. And for me, I've been able to grow into that role and had a lot of good leaders around me and older guys that I've been able to learn from. Kind of hard to pinpoint one moment, but I think as every season has gone along, I've gotten more comfortable and kind of trying my best to not be something I'm not, but just kind of being myself, which has helped me. And, you know, to answer the first part of your question, I think Nate's MVP in my mind, and he has been for the last 3 years, so that's all I got to say.
And last one here, Adrian Dater, Colorado Hockey.
Okay, let me ask you, probably tough to answer in a way, but, you know, you guys are asked to do things that other people aren't. You have to be around people with no masks on in a game. You're traveling around on airplanes in the public. Do you feel like maybe the NHL players should maybe, quote, jump the queue a little bit in getting these vaccinations? It would take away a lot of the risk you guys face.
Jump ahead, to be honest with you. I mean, I think there's a lot of people on the front lines and people in the healthcare industry that should be definitely getting, and then older people and kind of our the, you know, people that are at risk the most. I think that's probably the most important thing. And then, you know, I don't know what the protocol is saying when we're going to get it, whether it's spring or summer, whatever that's going to be, but I definitely don't think the answer is that we jump ahead.
Thanks for the time, Gabe. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Take care.